Are you ready to embark on a journey through the world of fast tracking where accelerated timelines and optimized project execution reign? If that's you, stay tuned. Today's episode is entitled, What is Fast Tracking in Project Management? Again, what is fast tracking in project management? As you guys know, I have a 7-point framework. After that, I'm out. Let's work. First point. First, we need to unpack, what is fast tracking? Fast tracking is basically a project management technique in which allows you to evolve overlapping project activities in order to expedite the project completion. Again, overlapping of project activities to expedite the project completion. Now, I do want to say this. Sometimes I've heard so many people destroy what a critical path is. And it sort of reminds, the critical path for me, and this is my fault, and I apologize, I'm telling you now, so don't judge me. I mean, don't put on your judgment hat. But the critical path to me is sort of like when someone says, hey, let me see your project plan. And you're like, oh, okay, great. And then you hand them this huge workbook of all the 10 knowledge areas. Like, no, I'm talking about your timelines. Oh, you're talking about my project schedule. So I look at that the same way where people always intertwine the project plan and schedule together. So I'm referencing the critical path. See, let's define what the critical path is first. The critical path is, in project management, I'm referencing, of course, is the longest sequence of activities that must be finished on time in order for the entire project to be complete. Again, it is the longest sequence of activities that must be finished on time in order for the entire project to be completed. Now, that's the definition, okay? Now, let's look at identify a critical path. Project manager identify a critical path, which represents a sequence, there's that word again, sequence of activities that determine the project's overall duration. So basically what that means, family, is just what it just said. I can keep milking it, but I won't do that to you because I think I probably said it over again. But it truly is a sequence of activities that must be finished on time in order to complete the entire project. Point number three, simulation execution. What does that mean? With fast tracking, project managers authorize the execution of certain activities concurrently instead of sequentially. I think I'm gonna, you know, on this one, I'm probably gonna do maybe a whiteboard session or take it to some slides. But what that basically means from a high level is that instead of having tasks go, okay, this task, I'm gonna work, okay, here you go. I'm going to build the house. I'm gonna lay the foundation. Then I am going to put on the, I've never built a house, so I'm making this up, family, so excuse me. But again, what it basically means is you're going to pick and choose, like, okay, what would help us move faster, get there quicker to complete, and that I can run at the same time. So maybe as they're painting the exterior of the house, I can have them also paint the interior of the house so the painting is knocked out, so when they come in, then they can work on the floor, because if there's any paint on the floor, that'll get removed right away. So that's sort of like it. Like I said, I'm gonna do a whiteboard session of this because this is really around scheduling. I might have to invite my buddy Daryl, who is an expert when it comes to doing schedules, because this is his thing, fast tracking, crashing, and things of that nature when it comes to project management. But we're talking about fast tracking. All right, risk assessment for point number four. So fast tracking represents an inherent risk. Project managers must, and I do mean must, be careful when deciding to fast track. You need to start looking at, what are my potential risks that may come up with me running activities concurrently instead of sequentially. I know I destroyed that. You can judge me later. But basically what I'm saying is, what's going to happen? What is the output of this? And whatever that is, we need to plan so that risk doesn't turn into an actual issue. Point number five, resource allocation. Let me tell you what happens when you have to have your hands around effective resource management, because if you don't, when you're deciding to fast track, because things are going to move fast and teams need to be ready and be in position to handle these expedited tasks, because if they're not in position and ready to jump in when it's their turn, it could be chaos. And I've seen it happen. I fast tracked the schedule one time and, oh man, I'm asking myself, why did I even do this? But I had to, because there was no way we were going to finish on time. And we had it extremely tight. I mean, the budget was so, we couldn't be a penny over. And so I had to push the team. And in pushing the team, we were moving. We were running these activities. I mean, at the end of the day, I give it up to that team, because we went through the gauntlet, but they were ready. Once they seen what was happening after that first initial run, they were like, ooh, we got to be more prepared. And I was like, yeah, how can I help you guys be more prepared? And so we worked out a plan. So as we're moving forward, as we're fast tracking other activities, that they were ready to go. So anyway, let's move on to point number six, communication and collaboration. Listen, communication, as you're going to know, it is going to rule the conversation. When you are fast tracking, there has to be a sense of this. It's not about my title. We are really collaborating together. We are communicating what we're doing. It has to be in harmony. Okay. But anyway, it has to be that. Seriously. I joke around it because I like to make it fun and exciting. But really, we have to be collaborating and communicating consistently, constantly. Don't think that, oh, well, I'm not even going to tell them that. It probably won't. Yes, it will matter. So anything that you don't think that won't matter, that's the first thing you probably need to tell me. And everything else after that, I'll accept that as well. Why is over-communicating and over-collaboration important? Because if you're not over-communicating and over-collaborating, there may be something that get missed. Because again, like I said, we are expediting these tasks that may have, that we were going to wait a month or two or a week or two or a day or two. Now is happening now. And when that happens, that puts a lot of pressure on people. And some people respond really well to pressure, and some people just shut down. So you have to make sure the people that are going to shut down on you, that they're informed extremely well of what does that look like. Hey, you have to be available as a project manager, I'm telling you, because you want to make sure that your team feels comfortable. They're going to, even though they're going to be uncomfortable. So it's being comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, because when you fast track it, a project, and if they've never fast tracked the project before, whew, it's going to be uncomfortable for them, but you got to give them the reassurance that this, trust me on this. And you lay it out and you explain it, how this is going to happen. I promise you, it's going to save you a lot of time. Point number seven, monitor and control. Listen, throughout the fast tracking process, project manager have to really, 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 let me say it one more time, really watch close for the bottlenecks and not be a bottleneck themselves, because I've seen, no judgment, but myself, I've become a bottleneck in certain projects. And I said, wait, I have to remove myself and not be a bottleneck, and making sure I'm applying corrective action when it's necessary to make sure that we maintain control over the entire project, because you don't want to lose sight of anything. So I'm even going to throw in a bonus on this. The bonus for this one is basically making sure you are well organized. So if you're well organized, if someone pings you out the blue and say, hey, I want to get a quick update where we're at, you should be able to pull it up. Hey, I want to know what you're working on, you should be able to pull it up. So family, make sure you're really well organized. And at that point, I'm out.